Hashem. The Purim is on the horizon, it's coming, it's approaching. Of course, every Yontif has its Nakuda. I think Yontif has something which is unique about it. And when we take a look at the Yontif of Purim, there are many mitzvahs which are somewhat obvious and make sense. Makes sense, there should be a Megillah Esther. We should know the story of what happened. Pesumei Nisa. I don't know why we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the whole Yontif is about. And of course, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyonin, which is an expression of Achdus and Reyus and Stacha. Just like any other Yontif, the Mefarshim say, I saw today, the whole reason why they were Mesakim Matanos Avyonim is because on the Yontif, of course, the Rambam says it's Kimat Achiyev to reach out to Aniyim. But since it doesn't have a Din Yontif Mamish, so Chazal had to institute a Mitzvah Matanos Avyonim in order to incorporate every single Yid. These are things which are understandable. What really gives Purim its personality, and it really permeates throughout the entire day of Purim, is that which is at the end of the day of Purim, which is almost like the tachlis of what Purim is, what it represents. That's the chai v'nish to b'sum yad v'yada. Just to read the words, startling, should be a mitzvah like this. That the Jew should become shikr to the point that he doesn't understand basic concepts of Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman, which the Mefarshim and the Be'er Halacha have to clear whether or not this is something which is a Halacha L'maisa and not a Halacha L'maisa. It's so puzzling. Yet, you can almost feel that the real climax of Simcha that a Jew feels on Purim is not a byproduct that of the Megillah, or perhaps that as much as the Mishloach Manos Atanos Avyonim. Something mysterious about the Shtiyah Adulayada, that it's just an excitement, it's just something different about Purim because of it. And even if, as much as we try to be Masbir, the depth of this puzzle of Chazal, of the Tzadikim, of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, of Mordechai and Esther, but it means that they were oimed on the Nekuda of the Neis, and they instituted this mitzvah from the Nekuda of the Neis, we can't plunge the depths of I can explain it a little bit to Siyata Deshmaya. But it sheds a light on even a more basic level, a hashkafic light. About the day of Purim, but how a Jew lives his life every day. The cook here, Chelek Aleph. Daf Tzadi Ches, in this piece, Hafagas Shikron HaFitzona. What's the right word for Hafaga in English? When a person is drunk and he tries to get away, tries to take away the drunkenness, is there an English word for that?
Detox.
Detox? Let's use the word detox. Come sober, right. So says Zivka. Machshavos habos mitzad chitzon yitoylam. Machshavos, the hashkafos, which come from what he calls chitzonius world, outside world. Matos hein es adam. They deceive a person. Rafila hayersim u'udos rehen. Even the best. Even the big psychiatrists and psychologists and scientists, the big thinkers of the world, they're ma'aseh es ha'adam. Because it's all b'chlal chitzon. Eize shikron pnimi masach behem. What type of a shichras pnimi is mixed in with them? So you don't have any of the good stuff. There's no shichron pnimi. An inner drunkenness. The majority of the world is wallowing in this state of drunkenness, of this state of intoxication. It's an amazing thing to think. There's so many people that Hashem created in this world, and almost everybody has it wrong on some level. And don't think that this word chitzoni, the oizem chitzoni, only means like the Gaiish world. It means even the Yiddish world. Of an Nesinu Harabim, and that's why we're in Golis. Because we allow the drunkenness of the Umas Ha'olam to make its way into the Machane Yisrael, the Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Give us a little bit to drink. Want to make a l'chaim with us. To impart to us what they feel l'chaim. And we're drinking that wine too. Rat ha-sridim chachmileiv kidei she'olim. The giants. Asher him choyjim v'kach machshav melabai ha-pnimis. As they get to the core. As they get to the core of the penis of reality. Hey, mefigim es ha-shichron hazeh. They're able to detox themselves, to become sober from this drunkenness. Ekeicham haruchni ha-elyon. Because of their unique spiritual strength. It takes tremendous gvura and ashkafa amitis to prevent oneself from being intoxicated by the grain. Or from the chitzoniyus Yiddish guy. And the more that they place down their stamp on the world, they fill the world with more light. The sachas shichron, and instead of this intoxication, mefiyu or simchas adanim shel kodesh. They fill the world with a simcha, a holy simcha, a simcha of pleasure, of kedusha. Book is telling us that the world is in a state of shifra. Everybody's drunk. Even the Navi says in Yirmiyah, he says, Kais zahav meshakeres kalai. But you've taken a golden cup and the whole world is drunk. Yeshaya says, Koin v'navi sha'ogu b'shaker, the shikah. The Sheikha. But the Kohanim and the Nevi'im, they're in a state of drunkenness. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're wasting away in the bars, or wasting their days just drinking all the time. It means that they've been influenced. They've been influenced by Yain Ako. And it's upon the shoulders of the tzaddik, the tzaddiki hadar, the pneumistic people, to do everything in their power not to become drunk, to be able to influence the world in a positive way, to wake up the people from their intoxication. And although the tzaddikim are few, the difference between Pneumius and Chitzonius is the difference between Or and Choshes. It doesn't take a lot of light to light up a dark room. There's nothing that the Gaiish world, that the Shechut which they offer us, has really anything to offer. If a person would just look at it from a Mabat and Emes, he would see how empty it is. It doesn't take a Gain. It doesn't take a mastery of Shas. Be able to see past the shekhar. And many times the people who master shas are in the shekhar. It takes a sense of Gula, of being Darius as the MS. And realizing also that there's a concept called Shichwas Ruchni. That for every Davar Tamei, there's also a Davar Shabbat. Take a look at the state of Purim. The Kleisel was in, Kesef Izav, Mishakeres Kala'ayas. Yidin were mamas in the state of Shecheres, and then there's a simon to that, Achashere said, come to my party and drink. It was a simon to the fact that the Yidin were drunk. That they spent 70 years in Golus, which is Gematria Yayin. And the fact that they were able to just totally disregard the word of the Tzaddik and go to this Mishteh of Achashverosh is a physical muscle to the spiritual intoxication that the Yidden were in at the time. What was he displaying already? As Oysher, Kavayin Machusel, Vyasikar, Tiferet, Yulasai, 180 day party, all the glamour. The top of the line, king, his dishes, the mitzvah zav akesef, all the dimyon, all the shichris of the physical world, all the Hollywood of that world. The Yidden bought into it. But there was a Jew named Mordechai. They literally stood up against the shachar. The Sheker and the Shukras. And he made a mahaftecha. One Jew has sridim chach melev kedai sha'ayim. Who illuminated a light like Hudim ha'isa'ayra. And then just like that, took the Yidden out of their intoxication and their slumber. Understand a little bit about this means. Rav Kook calls the Shichran Pnimi, the state of being intoxicated in the Pnimi stick away. Certainly need the Hezeh to understand it will, of course, shed light on what the Oimek of Chazal is, the drinking on the Lo Yada. That one day of the year, there's a revelation of the Shichran Pnimi B'Shoima. One thing is certain we can say about Purim. At Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim, he speaks about his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks a lot about Yayin. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, how gewaldig it is to be Havyani al Beis HaYayin. But you brought me into the Beis HaYayin. It was a day in the year which is really, we could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into the Beis HaYayin, it's part. There's something so special about it. That Shlomo HaMelech, he says in Shir HaShirim, where he's describing his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how geshmak it is to be in the Beis HaYayin. When a Jew comes to Purim, whether he's in touch with the Nekudas Pnimi or not, there's a certain sense of excitement which a Jew doesn't know, because Yayin has to do with Sayyid, the Matria 70, both of them. There's a certain Gidon HaSayyid which comes out in Purim, that whether a Jew, if he understands it or not, he feels the rush, feels the excitement and the adrenaline of what it means one day to be in the Beis HaYayin. Purim is a day where, at least for the people who are thinking people, that they actually take the time to try to understand the world, life, purpose, Yiddishkeit, serving Hashem. It's a day where people have literally opinions, I mean, akotel akotel. Some people who are thinking people, They love Yontif and they love Shabbos, but Purim and Mamish don't like. Mamish don't like Purim. The attitude that people have on Purim and the drinkiness and the drunkenness, they can't appreciate anything about the day. It's like the worst Yontif. And the people who are thinking people that they're Mamish Oymen on the Nakuda Pinyas Purim, it's Mamish the best day of the year. Couldn't be a better day. And then there's the majority of the world who are not thinking people, who just kind of coast through every Yontif and coast through every day. And they're just chitzonistic people, and they do Purim also chitzonis. You know, they give Mishloach Manos like they're supposed to, Megillas Esther like they're supposed to, but they drink chitzonis too, and that's a problem. And that's why the people who are thinking people, when they see other chitzonis people doing Purim on a chitzonistic level, that's why they don't like Purim. Because they see, look what the Jews are doing on Purim. Look at how the Bnei Torah are acting, how the streets look. This is Yiddish guy, this is Yiddish. That's only because they see how the chitzonius people do Purim. Purim is not a day you can do chitzonius. Because then you're just like a guy in a bar. If a Jew wants to do the mitzvah properly, he has to do it ba'ofen pnimi. Yayin is always pnimi. Yayin is always so. There's no two ways about it. For the people who can't do it pnimi, that's why you have the halachas which say, okay, we got to scale it down. You know, the Ramah, you drink and you go to sleep. Right? All the azharas attached to that. But to do it as the Gemara says, it has to be a davar pnimi. And those who do it as a davar pnimi, they look forward to it all year round. Even though they can't explain it. But there's something which is special about it, which is out of the ordinary, which is so unique, which comes from such a high place, that it's just about it. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yasichu b'yosh v'shar. The people that they sit by the gates and they shmooze and they waste their time, the yosh v'krono, they talk about me. And they make fun of me. When ginois shayse sheicha, and they sing, and they shayse sheicha, they drink, and they drink. They make fun of me, they ridicule me, and they drink and they sing their song. And then David HaMelech says, but for me, davening is an eitzrasa. What is the one thing I have to do with the next? Isn't davening mamish pum faker? What it means, sitting at the gates of the city, making fun of tzaddik and somebody chacham, the melech? David says, vanis tilasi, chasham eitzrasa. Is what David HaMelech is saying. He's saying that the chitzonius people get drunk the way they do. Look at how they waste their time. They speak about the tzaddik, the ish pnimi, as if he just doesn't get it. But you know what I do? That's my shechur. So there's a shechus chitzayni, which is a waste of a life, which is people who are sitting by the bars and by the gates, and they're drinking, and they're singing. And then you have David HaMelech who says, I have my own version of shechus. It's called Vanis Tilas V'Dechor Hashem Yisra. When I daven, that's my shechus. As a shikaron, which is the word the cook here uses, V'Gematria Anis Tilas. Like David says, Anis Sila. Anis Sila is a Shechra. It's a Shechra, it's a matcha based Sila. When I go into Shul, when I come to Davin, that's Havyanya based Hayyan. And in fact, the Zayah Kaddish and Parchas Pincha says explicitly, it says, Zayin Zu Tfila de Ma'umud. So when a Jew Davin Tashem, that's called shechur. Perhaps the most glaring raya to this is that the Gemara learns out so many halachas, hilchas aravavim, in terms of hilchas tefillah, from none other than Chana, who came to the base tefillah, who came to the base of Mikdash, and she poured out her heart. And Eli says, "What's with the shikaira?" It's in the very place where we learn out Hilchos Tefillah from the greatest Bali tefillah of all time, in the base tefillah of which from where Shmuel came from that tefillah. Even Eli, who was an Ish Pnimi Ad Ma'od, he was a Kohen Gadol, even he couldn't understand the Oymek of what this was. To which Hashem says, she's not a Shikaira, she's a Ksheira. As the Gaon says, that he looked at the Urim Betumim, and he saw the letters Shikaira light up, and Hashem said, no, you don't get it. It's him saying Ksheira. So even the Kohen Gadol on the Urim Betumim couldn't be mastered with Pnimius of where this Jew was davening from. There was Mamas a Shechus. The Tzilu was a Shechus. You know, the Gemara says that a person can only be mechavim for 3 hours and no more. Chassidim Rishonim, they daven for 3 hours. 1 hour preparing, 1 hour during, 1 hour after. Which the Arizal says, a person cannot be mechavim more than 3 hours at a time. You know why? Because you can't be shikur for more than 3 hours at a time. It's not something which a person could be in a constant state. It's something which comes and it goes. Maybe that's why shachris, you know, ches and achaf, can be replaced from the hei motzah sateh. Shachris can even be shichris. Shachris. And you know that the tefillos are connected to korbanos, and on every korban it was a nesach sheichel Hashem. Every korban was a shichris, but it was a nesach sheichel Hashem. It was a shichris Hashem. And every Jew when he davens, he replicates that korban. And if he davens a gishmak tefillah, and he's makir himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he experiences the tizaycha, the zechin of nasa sheikh al Hashem. And what that means, this idea of this shechris, of this nasa sheikh al Hashem, is that a person, he reveals an oimek in the lave, where he literally delights in the relationship, in the oimek, the depth of the love and the yedidus which he has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Shir Shirim Shel Melech says, Arisi Mayri in Besami, which is a reference to Purim. That's how we know that Mordechai is called Marjora, Mayri in Besami. And then he says, Ichlu Reyim Shesu V'Shichu Doidim. Shesu v'shuchu, doidim. Because when you drink, and if you drink right, you realize that the relationship that you have in life, first and foremost with the Eibishter, is mamash yedidus. I need a doidi v'doidi li. So geshmak. You realize the depth of how close you are to the Eibishter. That's what he says right after that. The very next pasuk is, ani yishen v'livi er. You know what that means? That Shlomo Melech says that when a Jew, when he's shithu, v'shichu daidin, he comes to the Hakara, that which I really think who I am is really not who I am at all. The real me is Ani Yeshena. Amam is sleeping. But believe the air. Then the Kudah called Levi air, that's what becomes awake and revealed to a person who's in Nasa Sheikh al Hashem. That the Oimek and the Lev, which is so deep, comes out. So the person is so inhibited. But if it's Nasach Sheikh al Hashem, and he activates that place inside himself, which is Neshamadik, which is Halid, then that comes out, and that experience of the Yedidus of Hashem Yisbarach just fills his whole being. The Nichnas Yain Yitzik Toish. And again, Shlomo Melech says, "Ki toivin daydecha miayin." Better than the yayin is daydecha. But the yayin is just a way to experience that type of daydecha. Nazkiva daydecha miayin. Let us mention the yedidus from your yayin. A Jew doesn't just drink on Shabbos, and especially in Purim, just to drink. You know why a guy goes to a bar? A guy goes to a bar in order to forget his life. To escape reality. Because he can't handle the reality. Like the Mefarshim say, that Ahasuerus, he was so infuriated when he found Haman on the bed, that he says, that the Pasuk says that he went out to the Ginas Bisan. He went to go take a walk. And he went to go take a breather, to go to relax, to go to take a break, to cool off. He can't handle life, so you walk away. And I think one parish from Megillah Seiriyo says, you know why he came back? He came back to the Mishnah because he wanted to drink something. Because he said, you know what? I went outside to the Ginas Bisan, and I'm not feeling any better, which was a nace, by the way. He should have felt better. But Hashem didn't want him to feel better. He says, you know what? Let me come back inside the room. I'll just kind of, you know, pass by, grab something to drink, and I'll feel better like that. But then he saw what he needed to see, and that was the end of it. That's what the guy does. The Achashverus of the world, they look to pacify themselves, try to push away the pain in their lives, and drink a little. But to just enjoy myself, some of them. That's not how a Jew drinks. A Jew doesn't drink to escape reality. A Jew drinks in order to find the moment that he can actually experience the real reality. Because the real MS is an akuda within the Jew, which is so high that in a world in this state it can't reveal itself only one day a year, but like a flash of lightning. The Arizal says that Purim is only one day because the light is so high that it can only be in the world for this period of time. And it comes and it goes literally like a bracha. Like a flash. Boom. You have just a 24-hour period that you can manage to live. An MS which is so deep that it can only be in this world so short. And there's ways to explain exactly what this Nakuda is, this MS is. I don't know if we have the time to not do it. But there's a Gili of MS which reveals itself. That if a Jew is a Dervish Hashem and he's being mevakish to MS on this day, then that MS will fill him with such a simcha. But the Hamans of the world who don't get it, Vayimali Halman Chema. If you take the word Chema and you make a Miwe, which means that you take a Ches and you spell it out like a Tuf, and then a Mem. Mem is Mem Mem, and then a Hey is Hey Aleph. So if you take the Tuf of Ches, and the Mem of Mem, and the Aleph of Hey, the Miloy is called, spell the word Emes. That's what it means. Vayimali Haman Chema, if you make a Miloy of Chema, then you have the word Emes. Because to the Hamans of the world, the Emes just infuriates them. They run from the Emes. They can't handle the Emes. But a Jew sees a Purim, Hashem sends a flash of lightning into the world, and Hashem says, this is your moment to embrace the Emes as it is, without any levushim. That if you follow the steps of the day, if you do the Megillah, and you give Mishloach Manos, and Matanas Levionin, and you drink Adul Yada, Hashem says, I'm going to give you a taste of an Emes, literally without any levushim. Like Vashti came out, Vashti, you know, is the lashon of Shtia. Yeah? If you do the Shtia, which is the Bechina of Vashti, then she'll come out literally without anything. Mamish Arum. Without any levushin. That's the type of the gila that Hashem is regala and poor. Literally the Malka herself, without any levushin and kitsuyim at all. You have to follow the steps. The steps are the levushin. The gila has to cover it, Mishloach Manos has to cover it, and the drinking has to cover it. Everybody thinks you're in your own world. Nobody knows. Nobody knows where you are. It's just you and the Emes. It's just Shesu v'shechu daidah. Just enjoy the Eivishtah. Just enjoy that Emes where for you it's completely unadulterated, it's nothing which is clothing it, because you went all through all of the lushan necessary that for it to come into this world, you went through them. And then it's just you in the end. But Haman can't handle that truth. I can't take it. As long as I see Mordechai Yehudi, who's Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech, that he's davening there at the Shar HaMelech where people drink, as long as he sees that there's a Jew who has it right, that he goes to the Shar HaMelech, Yasichu Bi Yosh V'Shar, Nigdinois, Shoyse Sheikha, that there's a Jew there who goes to those gates and he's davening to Hashem, Yishtachos HaNefesh, it just reminds him of the pain, of the fakeness of his reality. Because there's a people in the world, just one Jew who has it right can light up the whole world without him. We have four chalki Shulchan Aruch. The first chalik is called Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim, the way of life. And it begins, a Jew wakes up in the morning, it's Gavi Kari. And then the Jew needs to know how to wash the Tzilus Yadayim, make an Ashayasa, make the Berachos HaShachar, and put on Talos and Tzilin, and Davin and Kish, and all the Tzilin, and then how to keep Shabbos and all the Yom Tzilin. Until he comes literally to the end of the Sefer, which is Hilchos Purim, to the very last halacha, the very last word, which is literally supposed to sum up what the Orach Chaim is about. Of which the Rama says, Lei Toiv Mishta Tamil. The tachlis of the Orach Chaim, the tachlis of the path of the Jew, it's rooted in the halachas of Adu L'Yada. A Jew cannot be in a state of Adu L'Yada the whole year. It comes and it goes. But it leaves a roishim on a Jew that if he's able just to have just a few moments with that MS, it can last him literally a whole year. So like if a person has an opportunity to meet, if he's an ish chitzoni, it's the president. If he's an ish pini, it's the Gadol Adar. And that's something which you take with you your whole life. I met Rabbi Yashiv. And you take that with you forever. But the Tzaddik Hadorah gave me of his life a few minutes. What a schus that is. You know how every moment was so precious? To the Tzaddik, every word of Torah, the whole world lives and depends on that. And he gave me a few minutes. That means that I'm special. It means that a Jew is important. He doesn't even have to know me. I don't even know myself. If he gave me the time, it means that I'm important. Because he knows who I am, and he knows that I'm important, I also believe that too. If you're an ish chitzoni, you'll take a picture and put it on the wall of your house. If you're an ish pinbi, you won't care if it's hanging on the wall of your house. You'll just take it with you everywhere you go in your heart. And you'll tell it to your children, and to your family then. But there's an impression which the meeting which you have with MS, that private meeting which you have with MS on Purim, which is so special, that of which you could say is literally the tachlis of the whole year. That the whole year can be a leif toiv mishta tamid. That you can start Orach Chaim again. Going back to the first halacha, it's gabri kari, but it's going to be very different this time around. Because you had an experience with the Leif Tov Mishta Tamid, and everything you're going to do, all your davening, and all the Hilchos Kriya Shema, and all the Shabbos and Yom Tovim, they're all going to have a different time because of the Leif Tov Mishta Tamid, which you're carrying with you now. The Purim is a day with Mamash Behafroya. It comes from a lesson of Puravu, that it multiplies, that it leaves, many days can be Purim there. Not because you could take the mitzvahs with you, but you can take that pigisha, the private meeting, with the emes with you the whole year. That's what it means, a shichra and pini. That every single day, you can't have mamish poem every single day. But there's moments, there's flashes within every single day that if a Jew does it right, that he can have it. And that's called shachar, that's called mincha, that's called ma'ariv. But you take three steps forward and you're standing face to face with the MS. But if a Jew really knows what tefillah means, he would be mamish halavai how you follow kalayim the Gemara says. But you can't. It's just like you can't be shikr for more than 3 hours. You can't really be make a tefillah like a shikaira, like you're supposed to, for more than 3 hours. But to look forward from tefillah to tefillah, for a person who looks forward to tefillah, that means he has a little bit of a geshmak of what it means to be anil b'shayim. Of the shesu v'shichu doivim, the yedidus that he has with the Eibishter. And the point also, it doesn't just mean with the Eibishter. Everything is with the Eibishter. But with the chevra. You sit together with chevra at a Purim Suda, and people drink and they let down their guard. What's the best part of a Purim Suda? Nobody even knows what they're eating. Nobody knows the wine that they're drinking. Only thing you remember is that it was so geshmak with this guy and with this guy, and what he said was so good, and how he made me feel was so good, and we danced like this together. That's what you remember. Remember the yedidus. Yedidus is so geshmak. It's so sweet on Purim, sweeter than any day of the year, the Yedidus. Because when that Nekudas of a Yehudi comes out, when the Nichnas Yain Yitzei Sai, when the Nekudas Saidi of the Jew comes out, it's so beautiful, it's so emistic. You can be so emistic with the other year. That in itself is so sweet, it's much sweeter than all the gaiva and the inhibitions that we have. And all the impressions and the fakeness that we put on. That emes is so geshmak. And even the next day, there's still on Shushan Purim, there's still a very strong impression of that. You wake up and you literally feel your vidus with your friend the next morning. And for like a week. And then, burning Hilchot Pesach, talking about burning chametz again, get back into the sugyas, we forget about Purim. Not supposed to be the experience. Purim has a nekuda that if a Jew does it properly, why not? Leiv tov mishta tamid. The tefillah should be a different tefillah. The yedidah should be a different yedidah. But the emes should be a real emes. It's hard because we live in a world where mamish, like Rav Kook says, that the rois ha'olam is muta. They have their own shechus kisayim. They're using their shechus against our shechus. And we give them chashivas because we say they're the rois. Or even if we don't, we live in a world where the rois has an impact on the minute. Our feet just naturally, they go after the rope. But Purim gives us the strength. There's so many oiras which come down. Everybody's zeichet to a baruch Mordechai. Mordechai gives his bracha to every Jew and he says, be an ish pinyin. Don't follow the time. Even the Yiddish tie don't follow. The real Yiddish in the Kudah is to be an ish pinyin. That's the real ish Yehudi. And it's on the pinyinis of every inyan. That he davens like an ishpimi, that he has yedidus like an ishpimi, that he's not shikaira after the fake privacy of the world which intoxicates. This is just a me'ain of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Lassalavim. Yerushalayim is going to be literally dancing in the streets in the shechrus of the Nesach Sheikhar Hashem. This is what we have to look forward to. Purim is a me'ain of that Yerushalayim. That's why Shushan and Yerushalayim, there's a gzeira shava there. Mukafas Chayma. You know what it means to be Mukafas Chayma? It means that you don't allow the influences of the world to come into you. Yerushalayim has a Chayma, which means everything out. All the Chitzonias don't come in. Yerushalayim is only a place for premium. And you can take two Garden Hills or wherever you want, you can turn it into a Shushan, you can put a wall around yourself and say, here we're like Yerushalayim. You don't allow any of the shichas of the world to come in over. Purim is that type of a day. You put a roll around yourself and you say, nothing like that comes in here. There's only a shechem pini here today. All the Hamans and the Achashereshes are right. Nobody landed here. It's the sweetness that Purim has. It's the mamash and me'ein of Yerushalayim, which is the ir ha-kodesh, the ir ha-tuni. Yerushalayim is the matcha ha-vi'ani yol be'sayayim. Hashem brings us into the Beis HaYayin. Every day in Yerushalayim is going to be like a Beis HaYayin. Of the Shifu B'Shifu Zayin. It'll be so B'Shmaki, Yedizu with Hashem, with God's life. You know every Jew's name, every Jew will know your name. You know how Geshmak it'll be to walk down the street and I have to ignore the Jew next to you? You'll say a Shalom Aleichem with a real smile and he'll really know that you care about him and he cares about you. Isn't that better than any restaurant? Or anything else? Any sports game? You know how Geshmak that would be? To have a real moment with a Jew on the street? Purim brings up anything. Hashem should give us the Siyata D'Shemaya. And the Siyata D'Shemaya certainly comes down. The Baruch Mordechai. To be Anoshim Pnimim. To be Roy D'Chafter, the Yayin. The Yayin Mishashis Mibarashis. The Heilige Yayin. To be Mamish Fil Yedidus. Like when Yosef sat with his brothers, the Torah says, Vayishtu Vayishkarimai. You know what type of Yedidus that was? That is if they were literally long lost brothers. Drinking together. This is the type of v'yishtu, v'yishkirim that we're going to have together, l'shalomai. Mamas are going to feel like long-lost brothers, that although we spent so much time together, we really didn't appreciate each other and know what it means to have a real yedidus with each other. But in Purim, there's a me'ein of that. Hashem should give us the sa'at to be m'kabal that peroi. To be nashim pinyin, especially on Purim, to be m'kabal the mitzvah peroi, to be zechet to the oiris, and to the hezgalus, and the yedidus peroi. And to be derived from that, Yerushalayim, to the true Havayana, to the 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 Hav